Yeah, this is going to be the creepiest thing I listen to.
In your brain.
Hodabas.
Yeah. Say it a couple more times. We've been listening.
Hodabas. Hodabas. I still, at the end of listening to the last episode, not I don't give a shit about your quiet voices. I don't know why we're all whispering.
It's because it picks up really good.
Yeah, I'm sure everyone's just turned it down. Now they can't hear us.
Oh, and then when
they're like turning it all the way up because they're just whacking, and then I yell, and then it just like rips right into the ears.
Oh,
it's great. It's a perfect plan. That's how I'm going to do this. I'm like, I can't hear it. And then, oh, God,
do my that every time.
Yep.
I'm just going to cut your mic, John.
That sounds good. That sounds good right here.
Right. Yep. Give me the scissors. Foster's. Australian for cutting somebody's mic.
Yep.
Hey, this is episode 44, Boss Barrel Radio, internet radio show for bossbarrel.com.
That's just one M.
Oh, is it? Okay.
One no, C-O-M. Tons of O's.
Yeah.
It's an M with a bar over the top of it. It's Slavic.
That's how it's pronounced.
Mmm.
Beefy.
Dinner.
This is Ryan, John, and Griff. How's it going, guys?
And Batman.
Isn't Batman? Wow. Batman's back. Great. Damn it.
Told that guy.
Hey, guys. How was your 4th of July? How was your ID4 this year? How was your July? I didn't wear July 3rd.
Damn it. You know what I usually try to do ever since that movie came out? What, like 3 or 4
Punch
years?
Punch an alien and say, welcome to Earth?
No.
Watch the movie?
Because I decided a better movie to watch than
Destroy
Independence Day.
A small model
is
of the...
fucking Live Free or Die House. Hard.
No.
Yes. No. Yes.
Did that come out on the 4th? It should have.
I don't think it should.
Say yes.
I don't. Yeah, it did. Because damn it, that movie. The weekend of that movie is Independence Day weekend.
Oh, okay.
That's when that movie is happening. So,
got it.
Yep. Will Smith didn't bring you one out this year. You know, usually he brings a July 4th blockbuster on.
Last year, what was it?
Hancock.
That's been a
Wild Wild West.
That's a great movie.
Men in Black 3.
You know, they're making Men in Black 3. I bet you it comes out next year on the 4th.
Really? Yes. They're making...
That is in the works.
Who is scheduled to be in that film?
Fact-checking
Will
sucks,
Smith
but
is.
We're going to do this.
Okay.
Tommy Lee Jones at least has to be in it for a brief period. Can he just take the place of Rip Torn?
That would be good too. That would be perfect. No, actually, that would work.
He gets promoted up to.
He's the new M of the MIB.
Mm-hmm. Exactly.
Or J, whatever.
Yeah. He's K.
K, whatever.
Yeah.
Whatever. James Bond. God, what's his name? Been working on this the entire time.
Jay?
I can't think of that guy's name. No. Did you know Bruce Willis was born on the 4th of July?
No, I did not know.
That's not true. I don't know.
Made that one up.
Yep. Is he American or is he?
He's American.
Yeah. Are you sure?
Pretty sure.
Where do you think he was born?
He doesn't celebrate the 4th of July.
He could be Canadian.
God damn it! Hang on. I'm trying to find out this other Men in Black 3 is going to come out next year. Hey, this says Tommy Lee Jones. So
Tommy Lee Jones as Rip Torn
as Agent K.
No.
Josh Brolin.
It does have Josh Brolin though as young Agent K.
Prequel.
Yeah.
What? But why would Will Smith be in it? Agent O.H.? Is that what that just said?
It just says...
Emma Thompson as O.
As Hot. O.
O.H. O.
But then there's...
I'm on board already.
Alice Eve is young Agent O. Let's see. Who else do we have here? Bill Hader.
Bill Hader as Andy Warhol? What?
Sure. Great. Who else do we have in here?
Campbell Soup.
Rip Torn is going to return as Zed. Somebody's going to be playing you in this movie, Griff.
Yep, Michael Strindberg is playing Griffin.
Stahlberg will be playing Griffin.
Fuck, man. Wait, are you sure you're not just reading the cast list for Gears of War 3?
Yep.
Crazed Lunar Prisoner.
Is that Joe Urban? Mm-hmm. Keith Urban is in it?
No, Coco is, though.
Oh, great.
She defies
physics with her body.
I'm not seeing any other really good names in here.
Oh, there's Aprella.
Rihanna?
Dude, I don't know.
Cousin of Rihanna, Aprella.
Did you guys do anything for the 4th?
Oh my God.
Fireworks or anything?
This cannot be correct. There's no way Rachel Black is going to be in this movie.
Who's Rachel Black? Who is Rachel Black?
Oh, I'm sorry. I'm confusing myself with Rebecca Black.
Rebecca Black. Now we're talking.
Now we're talking. Who is I thought Rebecca for a Black. Second.
It's Friday, Ryan. Friday. It's the day after Thursday. Friday. Followed by Saturday. And then it's Sunday.
Gotta get down on Friday.
I don't know where to sit. My friend's pulling up, sitting in the back seat, sitting in the front seat.
What are you talking about?
Kicking it in the front seat.
What's wrong with you? Now I know. Have you not seen this?
Yeah. What if I say raping a 13-year-old in the ass? Does that change things?
That sounds like my Friday.
Great. Fantastic.
That sounds like my Independence Day, actually.
It's actually been, that video has been removed from YouTube.
Yeah. They want money for it.
Yeah.
What money for that travesty?
I
don't know how I would show it to you now that it's not.
Arc, something like that. The company is called like Arc Music or something like that, and it's basically like a farm for young, quote unquote, prodigious music singers.
I heard that the mother and or father just like purchased like time with this development
company to
create this video for their daughter.
The dude that's behind it is some like crappy rapper who is like basically he is like this independent Disney where he makes Justin Bieber's. Like it's a Justin Bieber factory. Like it's people with no musical talent.
Dude, I want to take a tour.
Who
of that
have
place.
Really bad music videos, and it's just really simple, catchy music.
It's like the most auto-tuned thing since
because that's what's popular right now.
Right.
So Rebecca Black did this song called "It's Friday," which is a song about it being Friday.
We can look up the lyrics for you, and we can do a spoken word simulation of this, and it will not lose any of its luster.
Yeah, she's a 13-year-old kind of pug dog looking young lady.
Yeah, has no stage presence whatsoever.
Can't sing for her life.
Nope.
But anyway, the best part about it was the top rated comment was, "I just want to rape this girl in her ass." The top comment on YouTube.
Awesome.
And Cliff Bleszinski posted that where he was like, "Is there no regulation on the internet anymore?"
No.
All right.
Probably because
now I'm in the loop
with all his 300 accounts.
Yeah.
Oh man. That movie, that video, like, went like bonkers.
Can't see what I'm doing with your ears, but
no,
that's what they do in the video.
Yeah, they do that in the video.
The wave,
something like it. Yeah,
yeah. Anyway, Rebecca Black sucks, and let's move on.
I thought she was gonna be a special guest next week.
God, I can only
we get her?
We'll work on
it. She can do our new theme song.
Maybe she'll write us an email.
Yeah, there you go.
Maybe her publicist will write us an email. Cease and desist.
We don't want to rape you.
God, that would only do good for our publicity.
Hell yeah. Extremely small time internet radio show claims they want to sodomize Rebecca Black.
Oh, man. We get so many
civil
hits.
Lawsuit.
So many hits.
Criminal lawsuit in the future. Supreme Court reviewing case on public free speech for podcasts.
Maybe Spike TV would start promoting
it. Steve Jobs burns ball hair in protest.
Perfect.
Anyway, guys,
I imagine he's clean shaven.
I don't want to think about Steve Jobs.
Jobs? You don't want to think about Steve Jobs, Jobs?
Oh, no. No, I don't.
His business.
My balls. I saw some fireworks. They were great on the 3rd. The 4th, not
all
much.
I could think about
I saw him at the cake.
Drank a lot.
All I could think of was Michael from Lost at that moment when you said my
balls.
My boy.
Where's my boy?
Oh, man. What does his name end up getting
changed? Oh, my God. Did you see?
It's not Michael at the beginning. Is it Michael at the end?
No, it's Michael.
It's Michael at the beginning?
It's always Michael.
No. When they meet him on the boat, they call him something else.
Oh,
and he's someone different.
Shit.
Fuck. Michael is
an incorrect question.
No. But the best part about Michael.
He's trying to answer this in the form of a question.
No. Like, hold on for one second. On Twitter, Patrick Klepek retweeted a tweet by Michael, the actor who plays him. Yes. Which was, it was something along the lines of, "Hey, Patrick Klepek," or like, "Hey, at Patrick Klepek. Still looking for my boy, Walt.
Oh man, that's great. Uh-huh.
You know what else is great? Video games.
Video Ryan, games are great. See how we bring it all around.
You missed out last episode because you were exhausted, and you didn't get to join in on the rant on how crappy Transformers 3 was.
Yeah.
So
the only reason I can sit through that and watch it again is because it has Transformers characters.
You watched it again?
No, but oh, I mean, God. I would be able to just because
Transformers they sucked though,
dude. Yeah. Okay.
I'm cutting this off right now.
I just want to make one comment about this based on that statement. So you're telling me that if I got a tattoo of a Transformer on my dick,
I'd check it out.
Done. Discussion's over. Ryan just really, really, really likes anything that has Transformers on or about it.
Yeah. Speaking of things that really, really, really have Transformers on or about that, you played Dark Side of the Moon.
I did.
Dark side of the moon. I would like to see that.
The side you don't see of the moon.
The side we don't see of the sun.
Yeah.
Yeah, that's where they are.
That's where they're dark.
Yeah. The taint
has of nothing the sun. To do with the moon at all. The entire game.
Okay.
Yeah.
What's it about?
It's a prequel to the movie.
Oh, Transformers New Moon. I hear that's great. Optimus Prime gets bitten by a vampire.
Great. Vampire Transformer. Oh, God.
Bumblebee is actually a werewolf. And not,
okay.
Yeah.
Okay. So how is the game, Ryan?
Yeah.
It's actually decent. Like, the game... The only
Was it as good as the last one?
No. It's okay. Not good as War for Cybertron. You can tell that they were rushed. The same game. You can tell that they were rushed. The same principles are in there, and there's like a new transformation. You have your robot mode, your car mode, and stealth force mode. But there's absolutely
stealth force. That yes. sounds like two. It's a car mode words.
With about 75 different guns coming.
That's
out.
Not really stealth.
There's nothing about it.
How do you map each gun to the button?
Each it's.
If there's 75 guns, how do you shoot just, one?
They
gun?
All shoot.
You
shoot all. Okay. Guns.
Shoot all guns.
It's like Spiderfinger anime missile that like the missile turns into many other missiles.
Mm-hmm. Yes.
Okay, that's good.
That's like trenched. You can have like right side has like all those weapons. I guess you didn't play Trench.
Not but. Yet, no.
Come on, Griff. Get with the program.
I may as well right now since nothing has happened.
Yeah, exactly. Then we can all play together. Right. We'll just like power your way through that. Power level you.
That's
fine. I played the multiplayer too on New Moon or Dark Side of the Sun. Mm-hmm. And
Darksiders.
Darksiders. Yes.
Transformers.
Yes, that game. But the multiplayer is pretty much exactly the same as the old one, except for the fact that the level up system... Now you can go from like 0 to 20, like max level in like an hour.
Oh, sweet. So great.
Satisfaction. You can just tell they were just really rushed into this game. I got all 1,000 achievement points in about 10 hours tops.
Yeah.
Like it was really easy. But
that's nice.
It was worth the $2 I paid to play it.
Oh, right. Because you.
The red box.
Got it through red the red box.
Video oh, yeah. games.
Really? Which one did you go to?
You hit the red box. Didn't you?
The one at Come and Go across the street from Cheesecake.
Oh, okay.
Cool. You hit the red box.
I hit it.
Hit the red box.
I smashed it, man. Smashed that red box.
Gross.
Yeah. Get a few drinks and, you know.
Doesn't matter.
Fantastic.
I mean, it looks a little big, but I mean.
Red box in the rain.
Carries itself pretty well.
Sure.
I also played a shitload of other games.
Oh.
I can't remember them, though.
I'm
like,
so afraid that you're going to say a name of a game that I know you've been meaning
shoot
to play.
Load.
Oh, I have been playing a game.
Oh, God.
What's the S game? Shooter the game?
No.
Shooter.
No.
No, I was playing Dark Void.
Make my music video starring Shooters, Mark Wahlberg.
Yep. Yep.
Featuring Rebecca Black.
Oh.
That's actually Mark Wahlberg's target.
I see. It's all coming together.
What is what? I don't want to go there. Anyway, you played Dark Void.
Dark
wow,
Void,
bad
yeah.
choice.
I know, right? How'd you like it?
How was Nolan
It was $6.
Just like Robert said, he's like, I got Army of Two for $7. I was like, you paid too much.
You paid far too much.
No, I feel like $6 was justifiable. I mean, it's given me a few hours of
you,
enjoyment.
Right?
You
Ryan's
can get
a cheap
a burger
date
for that.
Exactly.
I get burgers for free, man.
You could get a burger that wasn't for free at that price.
But by then I would already eaten my free burger.
Okay, so you're telling me you think Dark Void is worth the $6?
You could invest that
$6. $6, yes. When it first came out,
infinite amount of burgers in the future.
Infinite
burgers.
Since I would still get the free burgers.
But if you ever didn't have free burgers, you would have a nice little nest egg of burger backlog. Just in case.
That's too much burger, man. I mean, we're in America, but...
No such thing.
I mean...
Hey, just because July 4th has passed doesn't mean you can start, like, knocking burgers. Like Lucas going and talking Arabic to his tables after on the 5th.
What?
Yeah. You can't do that.
He did that?
Yeah.
I didn't know he knew Arabic.
I didn't know either.
No. I knew this. I talked to him briefly about this a little bit.
Apparently he told me that at one point and I just forgot it.
Yeah. Was the table Arabic or he just start, like, talking Arabic?
Mm-hmm.
It's awesome.
Yep. Yeah.
Yep. Seems like a great idea.
How'd that work out for him?
Muhammad Jihad.
It would have been a better idea if he would have done it on the 4th.
Yeah.
Yeah. Perfect. Yahtzee.
Can I get a new server?
I think mine's a terrorist. I don't understand what he's saying, and he keeps asking about private flying lessons.
All he wants to serve me is the white bean hummus.
He just keeps asking about if he knows how to put bombs in shoes. He just keeps bending over and trying to light them. I don't get it.
Sure. He really wants this candle lit, but I don't want it lit.
He keeps asking me why he can see my face and my hair, not just my eyes. Anyway.
Yeah.
God. You guys are on a tear.
So Dark Void is a game with jetpacks, and it's really old, and... You can play it if you want, but...
That's what, 3 years? It was 2009?
No, it was...
2009.
It was 9. Yeah.
2 years ago.
Yeah.
It's kind of fun. I mean, the achievements are fun. The gameplay is not, but, like, the achievements are actually kind of fun.
How is the dog fighting?
It's okay. As soon as you realize that you don't want to, like, hold the button to lock onto the person.
Yeah.
Because that makes it, like, makes your controls a lot... Like,
is it better or worse than Star Fox?
I haven't played Star Fox since Super Nintendo. It was pretty fun back then.
That's all you played? You didn't play 64?
I didn't.
Okay, well.
Dude, Star Fox 64.
Star Fox 64 is the best dogfighting game ever.
Yeah.
Yeah.
It doesn't seem like there's much dogfighting. It seems like it's more or less just like, okay, now I'm behind you.
Drift, did you ever play Crimson Skies?
I didn't play it. For Xbox?
Yeah, I heard that was good.
In my high school state where I was like, can only commit to one system.
Just way into Banjo-Kazooie?
I was PS2, so I was really into listening to the soundtrack for Final Fantasy X.
Yeah.
That's a good game.
That also, bad place to be.
That also sounds partly like my high school.
Yeah.
Was really pissed off by the things that happened in Metal Gear Solid 2.
Cubes.
I thought that the song with the with the butt rock screamer singer was really good at the time.
Yeah. Yeah. God. And then, yes, that was a place to be.
And then 2 years later, I was like, oh, what was I thinking? Mm-hmm. This is garbage.
Did you ever hook your PS2 up to the internet?
Yeah, absolutely. I played a game that I shouldn't have played for a long time.
I played Metal Gear Solid Online.
There was
an online?
Yes, there was. Before. Subsistence.
Oh, yeah.
Had an online game.
I did play that.
Absolute best trailer for any video game ever made.
Ape Escape?
No. That's part of it. But the trailer for that was so good, where it was just like a million soldiers swaying left to right in unison, and it was just weird. Like, it was at the time, it was like, who does this? And now it's like, oh, you just see screenshots of people doing that in World of Warcraft all the time. But it was cool at the time. Like, oh, man, there's so many boxes on the screen. Yeah, it's very innovational.
Yeah.
Yes, indeed.
Well, I also played Islands of Wakfu. It's a DLC game for Xbox. Pretty interesting game. Like, it's a RPG, and you're this girl who also has a twin, but you turn into the twin who is a dragon.
Oh,
that isn't a twin. Is she a dragon?
Tell me you didn't actually buy that.
I did.
Oh, God.
It's pretty fun.
Because I tried that demo, and I I don't know what you think fun is, but I don't think that's fun.
Well,
okay.
The puzzles later get pretty interesting.
Okay. Is there another Wok Fu game that came out?
Possibly.
Because that sounds really familiar to me.
Possibly. Yeah. It looked really, like the art style looked really familiar to me. But I think part of the issue I had was all of the talking.
There's not much talking. There's actually reading. There's no talking.
Oh, okay. So, yeah, there's a lot of reading and a lot of, like...
If you get over that, the gameplay is really fun.
I have not wanted to read since Final Fantasy IX.
Reading's fine.
The core gameplay goes on the dragon can emit light and, like, put light into things. And the girl sucks life out of everything. The Wok Fu sucks
light or life?
Life, light, whatever you want to call it.
Internet?
Sucks data? The internet.
Data?
Eden.
Does she suck data out of people?
Loony.
Yeah, I think there's a word for it, but I played it like a month ago and can't remember the word now. But that's the core gameplay and the core puzzle mechanics. And it's pretty interesting. I think it's worth a go. John doesn't, but we've disagreed on things before, yeah, John.
Wouldn't be the first time.
So. I know what else you played, Ryan. You played Tropico 3.
I did play a lot of Tropico 3.
God, I have not been on Xbox enough, apparently, to see all the crazy decisions you've decided to make. Well, you're ruining your life, Ryan.
Did you know that Tropico 4 is coming out?
Yeah, yeah, it's going to be sweet. Did you know the guy on the cover of Tropico 3 looks like Zach Galifianakis?
Oh, Zach Galifianakis and... Yeah, he looks like the love child of Zach Galifianakis and...
Ryan Davis?
Ryan
Reynolds.
Sort of Ryan. Yeah, a little Ryan Davis.
That's a lot.
Yeah. He's not as large as Ryan Davis, but yeah, in the face, the smile Hulk is kind of creepily Ryan Davis.
Yes.
I was gonna say Castro, which is clearly what they're going for.
Well, they're going for Fidel. So they're going for the fidelity. Tropico 3 is a SimCity-like
game. I swear, yeah, we talked about this.
Not on the podcast.
We've talked about Tropico, I believe, before Once Upon a Time.
Did we?
I'm fairly sure.
No, I think it was like 2 weeks ago.
Yeah, maybe we have. Episode
4. Maybe we have.
Yeah, maybe we have.
Probably.
Whatever.
Because yeah. I asked you about arms races. And
Yeah, and I asked you about being cocaine. A dictator or something. Cigars. And it's cigars. You make cigar factories.
Yep, you do cigar factories. Yep.
All right, and then you can upgrade them. Fuck you.
All I'm saying is Tropico 4, the only way it's going to impress me is if I can, like... drug smuggle and
I'm
like
sure you can.
Sell weapons.
You should be able to.
Like, I need to be a goddamn drug lord and
growing marijuana warlord. Leaves and stuff and yeah. coke. Yeah, yeah.
Just leaves.
Just leaves.
Just leaves.
Export hemp.
Yeah.
That could,
I should.
Yeah,
I should have idea. To like do like government smuggling evasion. Like that should be a cool part of it. Like my people were captured.
Trying to get your travel warning removed.
Yeah. Exactly.
Yeah.
Exactly.
Columbia is totally cool, guys. There's nothing wrong with it.
Far better game. Far more interesting, anyway. Just slap a mature rating on that thing and call it good.
I don't think they'll sell as many copies.
No, I don't care.
I don't think they're really concerned about that.
They clearly are not. But the fact that they're on a fourth one doesn't, I guess it doesn't
there's
matter to them how much
base.
They're selling.
There's got to be something.
Well, that's
there.
Just like with the Armored Core games. It's like.
They can make them. People buy them.
They can make them.
That's what it boils
people will buy them, whether or not they're making money on them.
They will buy.
Yep.
Because I mean, hey, look, they're going to make another Duke game.
You don't know that.
I don't know that for sure.
Well, yeah, that's.
But I would not be surprised. Yeah, 15 years later, when I'm damn near 40, it's just going to be like
still coming out of the Xbox 360.
Yeah,
you'll be killing some more pigs.
Exactly. I mean, great. And then they're going to be making jokes about. Today, like today's reference, they're going to talk about Transformers.
Remember
3.
When a black guy was president?
Remember
exactly.
when we made that one Duke
exactly.
Nukem game?
and then my son's going to be looking at me, going, "What, Dad? I don't get these references." Be like, "Don't worry about it. It's a bad time in
sure
life."
Make sure you
anyway.
Had to deal with a Duke Nukem game. You take it. And
I just take it out
and
jump.
Then you've played the game.
Yep.
I also have played Gatling Gears. Bought that one. And Aqua, both are twin stick shooters for Xbox Live.
I'm not familiar with Aqua.
Neither am I.
It's a water twin stick shooter. You're a ship.
Oh, a boat.
Yep.
You're on a boat.
You're a ship. You're
a captain
of a ship.
Okay.
That sounds sort of like
Quest for Booty.
Pixel junk shooter. Sort of.
Okay.
But not really.
Yeah, I played those two. Both. basic twin stick shooter. Lots of action going on nonstop. Bullets flying all over, bombs.
Whoa, you've already got my interest.
How do you use a bomb on a ship?
If you hit the other ship, it's actually not a bomb on
that game. It's like an airstrike. They call it an airstrike, and everything blows up.
Is it like a military postmodern vessel, yeah, or like an old timey like
old timey future?
Set the scene, right?
Old timey future. I like old timey future.
Like what's that one show? Or what's that one with Scarlett? Was it Scarlett Johansson?
Lost in Translation.
No. Sky Captain of the World Tomorrow. Yeah, that gives me that vibe.
No.
Wait, which one did you say?
Sky Captain and the World of Tomorrow.
Angelina Jolie.
Oh, yeah, that one.
That was
the movie was terrible.
It also had Gwyneth Paltrow, though.
It gives me that terrible vibe. The movie's not good. It's not about the movie. It's just, it gave me that kind of...
So steampunk is what
you're talking about. Steampunk, Art Deco stuff.
Yes. Yeah. Kind of like Gatling Gears as well. That's also steampunk. Yeah.
Okay. Like a robot powered by wooden barrels.
Kind of like Dark Void, yes, in a weird way. A little bit. A little Rocketeer.
Yeah. Like classic steampunk, I guess, with that.
Classic.
Yeah.
Like Art Deco steampunk.
Sure. Well, no. Art Deco steampunk is more of the new steampunk where it's like things are made of wood, but they still work.
Nah.
But I think like Art Deco steampunk, classic steampunk to me is like. It's not like
Steam Boy steampunk.
Is. Really?
Steam Boy?
Yeah.
It wasn't very... It was more mechanical and less streamlined.
Okay. I feel Rocketeer is more streamlined and less
wooden
barrels powering robots.
I agree.
Okay. Milk canisters combined.
I think we agree on this
Dark aesthetic. Cloud 2. That's all I think of.
Oh, God. Did you like those games?
I like
Dark Cloud and the series
there? I liked them at the time.
Okay.
I would never play them again.
Okay. All right. I'll accept that answer.
Yeah. A reason to own a PS2.
There are other reasons to own a PS2.
Nope. Not at that time.
What? To own a PS2 at the time of Dark Cloud 2?
1.
Oh, Dark Cloud 1. All right. You win this round. SSX?
Yes.
Oh.
That's why I bought a PS2.
That was a launch?
It was a blue disc.
It was a launch title?
That and Silent Scope. Fuck right, dude.
No, Silent Scope is not good on the console.
Silent Scope.
I remember
wasn't
those
good
graphics, and I was just like,
"There was
look at those colors and how fast they go."
There was a crappy RPG. There was a Fantavision thing with fireworks.
Dude, what about Konami's,
did it come with a soda?
Silent Scope was a launch title?
Yeah.
Really?
Yeah, I remember.
There was a Dynasty Warrior style game.
Mm-hmm. Oh, Kessen.
Yeah.
Kessen was the launch. The first one. There was also this really awesome game from Konami called, that I think I actually own. I can't remember the name of it. Basically, your main character dies and this demon keeps bringing you back to life so that you can prevent yourself from dying. But the more you prevent yourself from dying, like you're going to die in a certain way, the goal of the game is to try to find
Final Destination.
Out. No, sort of like that, though. But you're just trying to figure out who it is that's trying to kill you.
That sounds way too good to be a launch title.
Yeah, I know, but okay. But like, go back and play it, and the game has really good fundamentals. Like, the ideas behind that game are great. The
Freddy Got Fingered Syndrome.
Yeah, kind of. Like, go back and play that game, and it's like, ooh, wow, the voice acting in this game is terrible. And the
Tom Green's a bad actor.
Exactly. It's like brilliant. That.
Masterpiece. Oscar Award winner. What?
Yeah.
Good. All that milk he was drinking out of cow's udders.
Is that real milk? Is that a real udder? I wouldn't doubt it.
I don't know, man. Anyway, anything else? Game.
Yeah, this one is actually pretty sweet. It's a DLC game. It's called 30-Second RPG.
Oh, yeah, I really want to play that. Half-Minute Hero.
Half-Minute Hero, 30-second RPG.
Is it the new one, the 2, or the first one?
It's the new one.
Where do you play? Is it on Xbox?
Yeah, it's on Xbox.
Yep.
Oh.
And it's basically 62 mini RPGs that last 30 seconds.
Because Half-Minute Hero was for the PSP.
Yeah, it's now being launched for 360.
And okay, downloadable.
Yeah.
That makes more sense.
I do kind of want to buy it.
And
it's like $10.
Have you played it before then, or
no? I've seen plenty of it though.
This it's girl funny. Turns back the time, and you got to get to the castle before it happens. And you can turn back time if you want, but it costs money, and You might not have the money.
At some point, you reach an apex where you can't
keep doing that. Is this new Half Minute Hero like the first one where it's three different game types?
No.
No, it's just all seems like classic. I played scroll, like five like levels.
RPG.
Yeah.
Final Fantasy 2-3 style.
Screen on, they fight, you don't do anything. They just hit each other.
Right, and then, you just run through them.
Yes. And then you just got to run to the castle. You got to make your way to the castle somehow.
Okay. Because in Half Minute Hero, you would do that, and then there was like a gun-based shooter version of it. And then there was one more game type that I forget. It came out when I was in Japan, and the guy I was with bought a copy of it, and it looked awesome.
No. Yeah, I know what you're talking about. That does not exist in this new one.
It's just
a bummer. But
just running through lots of enemies.
Yeah, that's cool. Basically, like progress quest with graphics.
Yeah, mm-hmm. Yeah. Fancy graphics.
I also downloaded
fancy is very no,
well. Okay, okay. So, but here's the thing though. Like with the Xbox 360 one, there is the traditional like 8-bit aesthetic that you can view it in, or it has like up-resed, mm-hmm. like cell shaded 3D imagery that you can look at things at.
Okay.
That also has like anime style drawings that pop in.
Mm-hmm. Right on.
I also downloaded a game that I haven't played yet, but I really want to. It's called like Lucha Fire.
That game I hear is really bad.
It's really bad?
Yeah.
Yeah. I haven't tried it. I just saw it and I downloaded it.
Yeah. Like third person Mexican wrestling.
It's a brawler, right?
Yeah. I think it's a brawler, yeah.
Street brawler.
Yeah. As a lucha libre.
Fist of Rage.
Sure.
Mexican book.
I'm cool with dudes with masks, but
what about the mask?
I'm really good with the mask.
The mask is fine.
I'm a fan of.
I am not a fan of the Jamie Kennedy.
Return of the mask.
Return of the son of the mask.
Return of the son of the mask.
Yeah, don't see that. Don't see that.
I like the mask.
Yeah.
Yeah, the mask is good.
Although I haven't watched it since it was on VHS.
Holds up.
Really?
Yeah.
Huh. I would imagine that the CGI would look really bad. Or is it sort of like...
It's comical. Like,
okay, does it go the route of like...
The CGI is intended
Who Killed Roger Rabbit, where it's still kind of like, it works.
It works for what it's trying to do.
Okay.
It's not like trying to take itself super serious.
Yeah.
So...
I love Jim Carrey and everything he does. Yeah. Absolutely every movie.
Do no wrong.
I disagree with that entirely.
No.
The one where he goes to the moon, best one ever.
Which one?
Excuse me.
Man on the Moon.
Did you see that movie?
No.
Okay, well then.
It was funny, right? That was a funny movie?
Yeah.
I liked that movie, but in the way that that movie's supposed to be liked.
Okay. It was a commentary on what's his name, right?
Andy Kaufman.
Yeah, Andy Kaufman.
Yeah. So it was interesting.
Oh, and that new one, the Penguins?
Mr. Popper's Penguins.
That one does not look so good.
Are you kidding
me? Oh, finally? Now you're pulling this out? Did you see 23?
I wanted to.
Okay.
Well, it's a good thing.
Okay, it was bad?
Best thing about 23 is it has a corgi puppy in it. Don't worry about it.
All right. What have you been playing, John?
Trenched.
Yeah, played Trenched, but I talked about that.
Did you guys talk about that?
Yeah.
I missed it.
If you want to add some commentary.
Trenched is awesome. I played everything to do in that game, and I still want to play it.
Did you get anything above the Prince canon?
The King.
The King. I have seen it, but I don't have
it. Do you have two Kings?
No, I have seen it.
Oh, you don't actually have it. We're just going to have to go farm out that last level.
I know. I've tried. I beat him like 10 times and don't have it.
Huh.
But I have 6 Brecken's Revenges, which is a massive shotgun. 6 shotguns.
That sounds great.
Just go up to Artie and you're like, dead.
Nice.
No, but the best thing in that game is definitely the massive sniper Artie? Turret.
Really? You just one shot Artie?
Maybe 2 shots.
Okay. Either way, that's still a feat.
Is the what?
The massive sniper turret. It costs a lot of money, but if you get it upgraded, it takes out anything and everything just in like 1 or 2 shots.
Nice.
And yeah,
I never really used sniper turrets in that game. That's probably
they shoot everything on the screen.
Do they shoot airborne enemies too?
Yes.
Really?
So those annoying volt droppers, those huge things. If you get an upgraded sniper turret, it's done like before it hits the base.
Awesome! That's really exciting.
Yeah. The only thing is, it's a heavy turret, so you have to have a light class.
Yeah.
Which makes no sense.
Yeah, it's But then you would all like you would have like the best weapons on your mech and the best weapons on the field, and then it would just be.
If you get someone with a like a weaponized mech, and then you have somebody drop in turrets, and that guy just upgrades the turrets, it works out really well.
Yeah, I could see that. We're gonna have to teach Griff all about the fundamentals.
Yeah,
we like, should probably come play this game.
Trenched. I want to play this game.
Yeah.
Since there's nothing else to play.
Exactly.
You should want to play this game anyway.
I should. I do.
It's my DLC title of the year so far. For sure. Yeah.
Okay. Fair enough.
I might.
What else came out?
Stacking. Is that this year?
Yeah.
Miss Explosion Man's still coming out, so I'm holding out for that.
Yeah, it's not too late yet. We're only like half the way.
I like to explode things.
Yeah, I do too. Especially with a bow on my head.
Especially if there's a Miz, yeah. It's like an explosion in my pants.
Weird. You play anything else, John?
No.
Just more trenched?
Yeah, more trenched. Nope.
Nope.
Nope. I played more Alice, I guess, but
I talked about that. I thought I saw you playing that Netflix.
Which, Alice?
Yeah.
Oh.
Yeah, is that any fun?
It's all right. I told Griffith last week. It's
like madness.
They don't Sparta
madness.
They don't make games like that anymore. Mm-hmm. They probably don't need to. Like, it's really, really platformy, and the combat is serviceable as best.
Is it just like hit A to swing? That's about it.
It'd be X or square depending on your controller of choice. I've got an umbrella now, which helps deflect certain enemy attacks, which is cool. The dodging is all right in that game.
When you get the umbrella, does it play Rihanna's song?
No.
No.
No. She just puts the umbrella out and she sort of twirls it a little bit.
Oh. That'd be cool if Rihanna was playing in the background.
It's an old, Victorian looking umbrella, I guess.
Have you met the Cheshire Cat?
Does it go down?
I like that you
does
got.
Does it go down a lot more than it goes out? Like, it's very.
It has that, like. It like nobody can see this.
It looks more like a circus tent where it.
Yeah, it has a second dip to it. It doesn't dome out. It, like, drops it, out.
Yeah.
It drops out and spreads and then curves.
Yeah, okay.
It's like a tent top.
Oh, yeah, okay. Right, exactly. Yeah, it looks more like a tent, like a carnival tent.
Yeah.
Yeah, that's great.
Yeah.
That's great.
It's
perfect. You gonna go get the game now?
It might even have lace on the end of it. So
what kind of lace? What color is it?
I don't know, blue.
It's black.
It's like a navy blue.
Red and white.
The interesting thing, like the different
are there elephants in it?
The different chapters you move through in that game, Alice's attire changes. Pen. So
oh, okay.
Is it worth a buy?
No.
No.
Yeah.
No. It's worth a play, but. Like I was telling Griff, if you really, it's mostly for people who have like a lot of appreciation for the Alice in Wonderland,
like Jordana,
yeah, or even more so Amy,
yeah.
So yeah.
People who really love Jack Skellington.
Yep. Yeah, that was part of the whole thing that we talked about.
Yeah.
People who are really into. Black fingernail polish.
Bobby pins.
Mm-hmm.
Right,
just anywhere and everywhere. Just everywhere. Bobby pins.
Yeah.
Like
fingerless gloves.
Uh huh.
In the summertime.
Fishnet. Arm bands.
Mm-hmm.
That's my style, man.
Chokers.
Yeah.
With spikes?
Yep. Spike chokers.
Old brooches.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
Jenko pants.
Yep. Yep. Same people.
Yep. Wearing a skateboard on their backpack. Mm-hmm. Definitely.
Having a really dark Justin Bieber haircut. Maybe a bit of red in it.
Mm-hmm.
Well, skateboard backpack with no skateboard. Like that's what needs
to be. Having a backpack with speakers in it.
Mm-hmm.
I always wanted that.
It was $200.
I know, right? Damn you, CSS. You're way overpriced.
Wearing socks on your arms.
Yeah.
Socks?
Yeah. You ever seen that? Yeah, you just basically turn a sock into a glove and just wear it up your whole arm.
Britney Spears did that.
Yeah, exactly. Britney Spears and who's that one kid?
I was at a Super Bowl. She was wearing that.
Yeah. Britney Spears did that.
You were at a Super Bowl?
No, she was at a Super Bowl wearing that. I forget which one.
Is that one of those wardrobe malfunctions?
No, I think that was pre-wardrobe malfunction. Wardrobe
perfection.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah, she was wearing like a baseball shirt. I don't. We're getting off topic here.
Yes.
So Griff, what have you been playing?
I played Infamous 2.
Yeah, how good is that?
I beat it.
Did you?
It was good.
Well,
that was your good talk.
Your enthusiasm is.
Infamous 2 riveting. Has been really good. I've been enjoying it quite a bit, and there's.
Is there lightning?
There is lightning, and for some reason, I just. Infamous to me is like one of the most. It's not captivating because it's interesting, but it's one of those games that just sucked me in where I'm like, I can play this forever.
Right. It's kind of like a drug problem where it's just like, I don't really like being this way, but
I've got every single blast shard this time. Every single blast shard. 307 of them.
I thought you said that you weren't going to.
I did it.
You told me you weren't going to go back to the crack.
I went to bed at 3 o'clock last night and I got every single blast shard. It took you all of my concentration.
Or did you...
obviously, this must not be very hard
to do. No, this is the thing that separates it from one, is that you have a power that gives you a quote-unquote blast shard sense, which will, instead of pinging your entire radar and showing all the blast shards on it that are in your location...
Does it just give you like
It gives you one that is your closest.
I see.
And that is so fucking helpful, because I had to do 50 of them. And I was like, this is not unreasonable. I will do 50. And I did it, and I got them all. And it was not bad. It took me maybe an hour.
You get an achievement for that?
Yes, I did. Okay. It was gold colored.
Oh, fantastic.
It would have been big if it were on Xbox, but it's not.
In the PlayStation world, we sort of scale everything on material wealth as opposed to numeric wealth.
That's what all those freaking collect-a-thon achievements are. They're usually about 50 points.
Yeah, it was not a difficult one, just because of... I don't know.
I like that idea. Just it shows you your closest one, like no matter what.
Much better than... I still haven't gotten all the shards from the first Infamous.
God, so much better than the freaking way Crackdown did their orb hunting. I'm going to add the orb to the map when you find it. No.
This is very
reductive, convenient. Not additive.
Very, crazy. Very convenient. And the game itself was a lot of fun. Like, the power upgrades is really addictive, and like the mini games,
there a heart power?
There is a reviving people. Mm-hmm. That's kind of heart-like.
Don't you get like a mass revival thing that you can do?
Not very practical.
Is there a mass like shackle people?
No.
Because the evil ability is to shackle people, right?
No, or the good side is to like shackle them. But
okay, so is there a mass kill?
Or are you not aware of it? Everything is mass kill, man.
Well, right. No, I'm saying like mass...
Use it correctly. It's all mass kill.
The not good is like sapping health from people. Can you... Is there like... Do you know that there's a mass like...
No,
mass
but...
Mass sap.
The thing that you get with the fully upgraded one on that is you get invulnerability. So like if you suck somebody's life force out, you become invulnerable and you have no burn off on your powers for a very brief time.
Oh, that sounds...
Yeah. So I finished it the good way, and the ending, there was a couple twists in it. There was probably three. So I was talking to you before about how like the swamp creatures were this totally unmentioned, just accepted
thing. They just
don't
talk about them.
They do, and you're like, well, they explain it, and you're like, duh! Hello?
How did you not know this?
I can't believe that it took so long to come to this conclusion that perhaps this is the situation.
What is the conclusion? I don't know.
I'm not going to tell you. But
I'm never going to play Infamous.
I'll tell you later. I mean, it's not on the air, though, but it's like, oh.
Who they won't hear.
Okay. It's actually... They ate a bunch of...
Oh, did it? Oh, okay. I got it.
They saw Transformers 3 too many times. They ate too many gas station hot dogs.
Too many bagel bites.
No, it's just totally unsurprising. And it's like, well, that's not interesting. Then the second twist comes with the reoccurrence of a character from the first game. But also it's that character of like...
Sorry, we have breaking news right now.
What is breaking news?
The second twist is a lot cooler because this character that you thought was dead from the first game comes back. And it's like, oh, that's cool. And then it explains sort of everything that has been happening up into that, like the whole crux of the game involving the beast and everything gets explained. And you're like, so I guess this evil, awful, like giant creature of destruction is not entirely bad. It's just more like a giant Hitler of destruction.
So he doesn't like.
Like, Jews? It's not just like wanton destruction of like, I will kill anything and everything.
I see what you're
saying. It's more of like, I have a thing that I believe in, and though it is wrong, I will still do it. And you're like, I can see where you're coming from, but you're fucking crazy. And
all right, Lava Man. I'll hear your story.
Yeah, Lava Man. Like, it would, it's good. Like, I love the character design for this person, too, because you're like.
For Lava Man?
For Lava Man.
Like, that's what I mean. Name?
When Lava you Man? Meet Lava Man, it's looks, like. Oh, looks like
Lava straight Man. Straight out of freaking Mega Man.
Yeah. Yeah, Lava Man. Yeah, you shoot him with the ice gun. Totally. Yeah.
Game over.
That is a good twist. And then the end twist is really lame because you're like, ah, that's bullcrap. But the cool thing is how divergent it becomes. Like, if you choose to do the good path, the final mission is significantly different from the bad path. Like, you're not just playing the same thing where you have to shoot this thing and blow it up. Like, mm-hmm. you actually have to do really cool and very different things for each mission.
So you're going to go through again?
Hell yeah. Yeah, I've got every achievement so far. Are you going to
get all the blast shards again?
No, but I think what I am going to do is I'm going to replay it on hard and just mainline the story so I can get that achievement, and then I'll get all the achievements for, or all the trophies for doing the, missions that I didn't do, and then I will platinum this B.
What do you think?
You're just going to complete a game 100%?
Yep.
What do you think about, the appearance change that happens?
I didn't even notice it with Cole.
Really? Yeah, because
I didn't because
his palette probably swatches like it just.
No, it's weird like, because 3/4 of the way through the game, I was like, "Did I just become like white and glowing and not notice this?" I was like, "Yeah, okay, so this is probably just because I'm doing good stuff."
Yeah.
But then it's weird because like they'll show you it's, occasionally. No, it's like no, with occasional videos, they'll show you the old Cole. Like they're like, "Hey, just come talk to Cole McGrath. This is Cole McGrath," and they'll show you pictures of him like doing stuff in the game, and he's wearing his like blue jeans and yellow shirt.
Mm-hmm.
And you're like, "That I wasn't like that when I was doing that." Mm-hmm. How do I get back to that level? And then if you go the other route, you turn like black and red.
Because like the yellow and the blue, that's like the neutral, and then it becomes more white or more black. Depending on
red.
Your... Oh, is it red?
It's blue and red that are counter to each other, and then white and black that mix in with that, too.
I see.
It's good, though. Like, and the evil powers are very cool, too.
I see.
And the good powers are... like, I would play a game that was just cool as Ice Guy. Ice Jump is the best thing in that game.
Yeah, that's sort ice of what
jump.
I... Yeah, you create a pillar of ice that basically rockets you into the air.
Because you get your, like... You get your thrusters, like your arm thrusters that makes him float... but then you get upgraded ones that give him a little boost. Like you get this little like 5-foot boost that propels him up a little bit.
Mm-hmm.
And then you do your ice jump with your rocket boosters. And it's like, I don't need to climb anymore.
Mm-hmm.
And you also get this power that's a lightning tether. And you just throw this grappling hook up at anything. Grab what? It and whip yourself up there.
So he's problem, like
no,
electric spider no, Batman?
The problem is though, is you can only have one of those things equipped at a time.
Oh, that's right, because it has like this...
So it's like, I would really like to be able to use the lightning tether and the ice jump together, but I can't because of just the controller scheme.
Mm-hmm. Bummer.
Yep. That's all I've been playing, though. Buttons on the controller. Then Hunter, I watched Hunter do a lot of the level creation, and we were playing around with that. Insane. Like, you would have to sit down for hours to even get a sense of what's going on there. Like, really weird level triggers, really weird stuff like that.
Weird.
Yeah.
Weird. So it's not a Little Big Planet.
It is not easy by any means. It's not like... And there's no tutorial. Tony Hawk? There's no tutorial, so they don't tell you how to, like, build a level.
Figure it out.
Yeah.
It's great.
Yep.
No, it's not Park Creator.
No.
It's not that.
I also played You Don't Know Jack on the 4th of July to get that trophy.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
That's a trophy?
But yeah.
But so you have to wait a whole year to get that one
again? You could set your system clock, but it's also like...
Griff likes to be a naturalist.
Yeah. That's do it that way. Funny. And you get like an unpatriotic trophy.
I still need to turn on my old version of Seaman and see what happens. If my fish are still alive.
Do you have it? You don't have a game or a Dreamcast, do you?
No. God, Griff, I was just trying.
I still got that VMU, though.
I keep having that VMU
charge.
Hooked up to a car battery so it doesn't die.
Never going out.
I'm going to need it.
I'm gonna need it someday. I got my playbooks.
Oh, the other thing. Fuck, man. I got to pee so bad. And I forgot to talk last week about what I played. I played the Uncharted 3 beta.
Oh, did you? Did you turn into spiders?
No, I didn't. Damn it. Because I played one match in that and I was like, you know what? I fucking hate multiplayer games. And I played it. And
sort of what I felt like that would be.
Yeah. Now,
did you at least play... There was one level that I heard about that sounded really cool.
The plane level? Yeah. No, I played on like a big... Still, though, the levels are
you
cool.
You still have beta access, though. We could do this.
I have it. Like, everybody has it, don't they? Everybody is still
everybody
PlayStation
who owns
Plus.
PlayStation 3.
Everybody is PlayStation Plus right now, so everybody can get into the beta.
Do I still have that? I got that shit in June,
I think it ended on the 5th or 6th.
Okay.
So
right no, today, my 30 days. Is that done?
It should be done.
Okay.
I think it was the 4th that started. But anyway, now I think it's going open for everybody. So as if anybody missed it before, now you have it if you didn't.
So you're telling me I have no good reason to not try this.
Except if you don't like playing multiplayer games, because people are so freaking good at it.
I heard people are already like maxed out on that.
Oh, no doubt. Like I was just getting rolled over all the time. Like I got maybe one kill in the match I was playing. And that was just because I was like running with a group of people and I was like picking off their crap. Or it suffers from the...
Yes, I have one of these?
Yeah, it suffers from the Uncharted problem where whoever initiates the melee will win the melee.
Oh, sweet.
So it's like it takes two melee hits to kill somebody. So if you melee first, then there's enough delay for the other person to melee you, but then you just melee them right back and they're dead.
Sweet.
So there's no like...
There's no like counter melee.
Right. There's no way... The only counter melee there would be run backwards and shoot them. But at that point, you're already locked into the animation to do it. So you're like, well, that's okay. But there's just so much goddamn crap for this multiplayer. Like, you pick up treasure when you kill guys occasionally. You get
kill streaks?
No. It's straight up fucking treasure. And that treasure unlocks certain things. No, it unlocks things like new skins for your characters. You get currency for killing people. You level up. Your level ups get you new perks, get you new power plays or whatever, which are like your
kill
streaks.
Does it feel like it's going to be tacked on? Is this going to hurt my Uncharted experience?
No, it feels like it is like Gears of War 3 beta seems like a cool multiplayer. This seems like it is going head and shoulders above the... effort. Like there is so many more things that are incorporated into this than there was in the Uncharted 2 multiplayer and just any sort of like third person shooting
game. So
they're
really going into this head first.
It is.
They're just...
There is so much. There's like I was saying, there's perks. They call them a different thing. There's kill streaks. There's power ups. There's all these different collectible things. There's this weird, like, watching. You can, like, it's like Uncharted TV, and you watch matches that are going on. There's just so much stuff for it.
I'd watch Uncharted TV.
Yeah, I would too.
Be sort of like Discovery Channel, I imagine.
Yeah, I would watch.
Bear Grylls.
No, just Nolan North.
Just, just sitting in his living room.
Yep.
Chilling.
Commentating.
Talking to himself.
Yeah.
Great.
Kitty got wet.
Marco.
Uncharted 3, I would like to play more of it, but it is so frustrating because of how good people are at it, and that's not fun. But the concept of it is really cool, and if I was really into that, I would be really into playing it because I think it's really well executed.
So it doesn't have like a level up system where
it does.
New people.
It does.
Oh, but.
But people are really good. So good. Like, what, I mean, the level up, like, matchmaking side of it.
Yeah.
Yeah, I mean, that could be a little better, I'm guessing. But, like, any game, you know, you're level one match with people who are, like, 15s.
Yeah.
Like, great.
Know what they're doing.
Yeah. Shoot me in the head every time.
Yeah. Well, there's a button for that.
What button is it?
Shoot him in the
head.
Head shoot
button. I don't know what it is on the PlayStation 3.
Kick. Kick button. It's move.
It's the head
it's
shoot
use
button.
The move. Yeah. You need to play it with the move. So that's all I played, and I really have to use the bathroom now, so I'm going to pause it and take a break.
Break.
Break!
Hey, guys.
Oh, hey, what's up?
Hey.
Hello.
Back from relief break.
Relief break. Are you relieved?
Gosh, yes. I had to go so bad. I couldn't even think about Uncharted. I had to pee so bad.
It's a sad day when you don't even think about Uncharted.
So, any other things we're missing right now? Anybody else find anything weird?
Mm, no.
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 Okay. Talk about no emails to bbr@bossbarrel.com. So, if you'd like to change that, send us an email. to that address listed. It's also on our website. In the meantime, you want to talk about news?
Yeah.
Okay. I'll go first. Mass Effect 3 Collector's Edition, N7 Collector's Edition.
Yeah, I do that. Stuff.
And I'm not a big fan of Collector's Information Edition information stuff, but this Collector's Edition looks awesome. Like, it's got all sorts of cool stuff on it. Like, you've got digital copy of the soundtrack. You get some avatar stuff for forum posting. You also get a in-game weapons pack. You get in-game costume pack. You get an N7 hoodie for your Shepard to wear in-game. And you get...
Did you get an N7 hoodie for you to wear?
And I already have that.
I want that.
Well, you have to buy it. Doesn't come. And then you get a dog. A robot dog.
You get a dog?
A robot dog. A
robot dog.
That sits on your ship. Hangs out with
I thought you meant in real life.
You get a robot dog.
Better than the fish. It won't die if you don't feed it.
Yeah. Robot fish.
You don't have to feed robot
dog? Kelly doesn't have to feed the robot dog while you're out.
Yep. Energon.
Yep. Energon dog. Transforms into an ottoman.
What was the thing from the Transformers movie? The good one?
None of them were good. I looked up the basic overall synopsis for the second one. You are fucking crazy. That sounds like some more redonkulous bullshit.
It is. It's really ridiculous, but at least the robots are characters.
Oh, okay.
That's where I maintain that movie is moving in the right direction.
Slightly better?
Slightly better because it shifts away from the characters.
Right. I'll afford you slightly better. But.
What the hell was it? Energon Snacks. Remember when Cup and Hot Rod land on the junk world? And they're trying to feed the weird fish alligators with the energy cubes. There's the energy Energon snacks that they have, Energon rations. It's Bawi Guana, Ninibah. Yeah. The international greeting. Yeah.
That is not in one movie, is it?
Nope.
No. What the hell?
I know. Neither is Hot Rod or Cup.
Yeah. Cup's not in it?
Nope.
I thought he was sitting somewhere.
Favorite character.
Yeah.
Yeah. Anyway, Mass Effect stuff. You also get a metal case for it. And a production still of the game. Lithographic thing. No price on it, though. Other things in Mass Effect 3 vein, there was an image released through the BioWare Pulse video that had four characters head-to-toe shots of them, which we haven't seen yet. You had Caden in his like battle gear, which is pretty badass looking, like dead. Armor. Not for me, man.
He's dead for me.
You know who's dead for me, though?
Ashley is.
Yeah, why would I keep Ashley? She's a space racist.
Tight at, dude.
Dude,
tight
she ass. Was a space racist. Also, I was a soldier, so I didn't need another soldier.
Fair enough. Right? I'm just kidding.
He's biotics, pure biotics.
Yeah.
Well, since my PS3...
Yeah, I was a biotic.
Since my old PS3 crapped out on me, I had to go through that again. So maybe I'll change my decisions. I'll do Lady Shepherd this time. I've still yet to do Lady Shepherd.
I've done her.
Yeah.
Isn't the collector's edition
just really controlling?
Have full body image of Dude Shepherd and Lady Shepherd.
I don't know if it's Lady Shepherd, but Dude Shepherd is on the metal cover of it. The image with him with the hollow blade.
Like, you remember the Mass Effect 2 where it was like you had Shepherd and you also had like Collector on the collector's edition too. Like one side was Shepherd, one side was Collector. Uh-uh. Well, on this one, it's supposed to be one side is Dude Shepherd, one side's supposed to be Lady Shepherd.
Yeah, if they finally rendered Lady Shepherd to be a thing, that'd be great.
Yeah.
My Lady Shepherd, I tried to make her the ugliest person I could possibly make.
She's a ginger.
Yep.
For me, she is a ginger.
She is.
Anyway, you've got those two. You've got Caden and Ashley, who look really awesome. And then you've got a new dude named Jason Vega, who looks like they just ripped something out of the Quake engine and put it in this game. Like, it's really awkward looking. Like, he's fist clenched down by his side, like giant beefy man with one cyborg eye. What? But not an interest. It's like a big block. Is he block. Totally
new dude?
What?
Is he a totally new dude?
Yeah.
I said, it sounded yeah. like I said.
No, new. He has armor on and he's got this. Naked? He's got this square cube can you robot see his eye.
Robot bits?
No. Well, you can see his robot eye bits, but that's it. Nothing else mentioned about this guy. And then they have Liara as like in like her matriarch. I don't know. She's got like the red armor, like what's the Samara had in 2.
Oh, yeah.
Like she looks like, exactly like Samara.
Like the armor from Cell, or no, from the beginning of Bram Stoker's Dracula.
Oh, no.
You remember that?
But no. She's got like metal head pieces and it looks really cool.
Cool.
I would post it if I could find
a better image,
an image that wasn't full of watermarks.
I could probably get rid of those. Hmm.
Do it then.
What else you got, Griff?
The other thing was No More Heroes Redline, the PlayStation 3 remake of.
Oh, is that what it's called? Redline?
Yeah, of No More Heroes.
No, I thought it was No More Heroes.
Heroes Paradise. Paradise. Called Redline for the PlayStation 3 because it offers move support.
I see. So there's also going to be a Wii title?
There will probably be an Xbox title.
What? Are you saying I can swing my arms?
There is no Natal support said yet for it. Lame. There is like PlayStation Move.
Get that thing work. Yeah,
can't. No finger technology yet.
Damn it.
No salad tossing technology. But... The thing that I read was there's a lot of there's a hubbub about this game, and it has a model viewer, as most Japanese games have right now.
Yeah,
which is like you can look at characters when they're all dressed up and pan the camera around them and take pictures.
Sweet.
Yep. But there's a lot of characters that are just wearing skirts or nothing at all.
That's exactly
type of game.
Exactly mm-hmm. what I would expect really from No More weird. Heroes.
Yeah, well, and that's basically what No More Heroes, like the press person was like, that's what this game is about. It's about like nerd fantasy fulfillment and like mm-hmm. bad objectification, and that's what it's about. And if you have a problem with it, then so be it. It's a mature rated game. Don't let your kids buy it.
Yeah, don't and buy the game.
It's Jesus. Got like, you know, isn't boobies and Wii? Vaginas in it. So get over it.
Have you guys watched Girls Bravo before?
Uh-uh.
John?
No.
Check it out on Netflix. Girls Bravo. It's an anime.
Oh, okay. Oh, you know what? I think I know what this is.
Yeah. So that's the three things I've got.
Cool. I only had one thing. You had three things?
Yeah.
Mass Effect. He's always trying to one up you, man.
It's true.
It's fine. Just like this is a dead ass week.
Mine's yeah, there is nothing happening this week.
Mine's not even all that great. Like, yo, do you like Professor Layton?
I do.
Do you entertain the idea of a Professor Layton animated movie?
No.
No. Well, there's one coming.
I entertain the idea of a Mass Effect live action movie.
I will entertain that too.
Because she who would you have Shepherd. Played Matt Shepherd. Layton? Shepherd plays Layton.
Layton played Shepherd. Dude.
Okay. Who would be Professor Layton? Edward Norton.
Michael Caine.
No, he's too old.
That's all right. Through the beauty of CGI, we can make him younger.
Jeff. Who would play Luke?
Hugh Jackman.
Hugh Jackman as Professor Layton.
Jude Law.
Yeah. No, good. That would be perfect.
Jude Law.
Jude British. Law as Professor Layton.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. Getting a little older.
Yep.
So, yeah. Yeah.
That'd be fine.
Yeah.
No, that would be absolutely perfect.
I'd allow that.
You would have your fake Sherlock Holmes.
Yeah.
With a top hat.
Mm-hmm.
Who isn't Robert Downey Jr.
Mm-hmm.
Played by Jude Law.
And then you just, Michael Cera is Lucas.
That is beautiful.
Boom. There.
Yeah. Record scratch.
Done.
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 How See? Many cars do you have to move to get this? How many matchstick puzzles? The dog is alive.
How many bison dollars would it take to make this movie happen?
I don't know, but how many gold coins and robot dogs would you have to find in the background?
A lot.
Mm-hmm. A lot.
More than a few.
What would you like Wouldn't to do great, with this like, sofa? Would you like to put it in your room, or would you like to put it in Luke's room? Who are you playing as? That's my question in the Professor Layton games. Are you playing as Luke?
Yeah, that's a fine question.
Are you playing as
I
Luke?
I think you would play as Luke, right?
Because sometimes you're playing as Layton when you're solving puzzles. He's like, I'll let you handle this one, Luke.
Yeah.
Is Luke just like looking over Leighton's shoulder the entire time? Because then sometimes Luke will try to solve a puzzle, and if you fail it, he's like depressed at you.
So if you can't tell by now, Griffiths thought way too much about his Professor Leighton. How many of those have you played?
Apparently Hunter tells me I think way too much about everything. This all comes from my recent obsession with platypuses.
I love platypi.
You know, I found out yesterday, you can multiple platypus.
Can platypoo?
No, that is unacceptable. The three acceptable answers, though, are platypi, platypuses, and platypus. Like, yo, that's a hell of a lot of platypus over there.
Yeah.
Or, our exhibit has more than one platypus. It has many platypi. Or, all the platypuses are storming the gate. One of my favorite words ever. That dam looks so big, it must have taken two platypuses to make it.
Platypi?
So this movie takes place 3 years before the events of Diabolical Box.
Great, didn't play that one.
It centers on a mysterious opera singer and a quest for eternal life. So right up your alley, Griff.
What is the subtitle for it? Professor Leighton and the movie?
And okay, the Chinese symbols.
No. Professor Leighton and the Eternal Diva.
That sounds like it's already a game.
No, that's a movie.
That's a good name for a Professor Leighton. There has to be just a generator out there at this time. Diabolical Box.
Yeah, Professor Leighton. Like,
Unwound subtitle future.
Generator.
Yep. Adjective, noun.
Name the next game in the series.
Professor Leighton and the missing crack pipe.
Professor Leighton and the prehistoric igloo. Professor Leighton and the smoldering vengeance.
Yep.
Yep.
Professor Leighton, live free or die hard.
Professor Leighton, history of the Professor Leighton of the future. Rise of the Professor Leighton of the Apes.
Of the Apes.
Professor Leighton, now with more Professor.
Professor Leighton 2.
Can we have Professor Leighton cross cooking mama?
Professor Leighton, no, cooking mama. Don't shake the baby.
No.
Professor Leighton.
I'm still waiting for that Professor Leighton Ace Attorney.
It would be great.
Phoenix Wright crossover thing.
It's in Japan.
It's a real thing, but we don't have it yet. So yeah. That's what I want.
Professor Leighton and the Phantom Verdict.
Also, if by the end of
Professor Leighton and the Hung Jury.
Yes. There it is.
Yep.
There it is.
Gaitetsu Saibon.
Can we also at some point incorporate Trauma Center in this?
Yeah, Professor Leighton and the Hung Jury, second beat.
And then we throw a little like
Team Professor Leighton and the
yeah
12 Angry Men.
12 Angry Men. That's the shit. Yeah, that's exactly what
12
it is.
Angry Leightons.
We've been going on about this Leighton stuff for a little while.
No, never.
Never.
Have you never played Professor Leighton?
Never played one.
Do you like puzzles?
I like.
Do you like counting puzzles? Bottles? So say I have a cup of milk, Ryan, and I need to make the milk that is in this cup of milk equal pours in a shot glass and in a old-fashioned glass. Equal in ratio, not in ounces. What is the least amount of pours I can pour this gallon of milk into these things?
Two.
Yep. But I can only pour the gallon 100%. How do you solve that puzzle?
Continuously pouring?
Yep. I'm not good at Professor Leighton. I never finished it. Jen did. I finished the first one. Yeah. It's like pouring jar puzzles or route, like find the quickest route or matchstick puzzles.
Matchstick puzzles.
Or
There's probably a reason I've never played them.
Logic puzzles, like...
Dude, there's criminal there's semantics puzzles in there, where she's like, don't fucking talk to me about what word means what
thing. Highest star if you're looking at the constellations in this picture? And then the answer is, oh, it's the North Star all the time, because that's always the highest star.
Because it's a, because they're speaking from a reality standpoint where it's...
Right. Even though in the picture, yeah. Fuck you, professor.
Exactly.
Yep.
Trick questions.
Exactly. Yeah. And then you get into this mindset where you're like, they're all trick questions. You can't move the cars because you don't have the keys.
Exactly. They're all
trick questions. Best parking spot is right here. Anything else, Ryan? You got anything? You play any Call of Duty Black Ops Annihilation?
No, I'm not going to get it.
No? You don't want to play Shangri-La?
Have you given up?
I'm done getting
until November
map packs.
Until November.
They're
are you going to the Activision X Call of Duty XP?
Did you go to XP Elite?
XP Elite? Is that what it's called?
No, it's just Call of Duty Elite. It's
no, what is that?
XP. No. There's an event coming in November for the launch of the new game.
Is it going to be here?
No, it's in Los Angeles.
Oh, I'm going.
Okay. It's where you get to do real stuff with Call of Duty in real life. You get
to shoot real guns.
You do, yeah.
Put your red dot sight on this.
Put glass in real people's mouths and punch them in the face.
Why do I feel this is not a good idea?
You get to hold two guns at once. Yeah. Hold two controllers at the same time.
See what it's really like to shoot two guns at once. Mm-hmm. Not good. I'll let you know that. Yeah.
Yep.
Yeah.
It's a lot of flailing.
A lot like that.
But I have steady aim on.
Oh, okay.
What do they do? Just put some bars on your shoulders?
They install.
There's just two guys that are standing next to you that, like.
They just install hydraulics into your arms, just where it locks your shoulders into place.
If you, whatever the perk is for the quick reload, and they just give you, like, a bunch of coke.
It basically turn you. Yeah. They no, basically quick, turn you into quick, an Inspector Gadget.
Quick reload in real life is just another clip waiting for you.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. Or, but shouldn't you always have another clip waiting for you?
What movie was it? Was it Underworld or was it the Tomb Raider movie where
I love Underworld. They
like
her backpack would like give out extra bullets,
and she would just like
it wasn't
like
Underworld.
Just, it could have been both.
It could have been well, there wasn't the back. I was thinking. I think in Underworld she like has clips like on her belt or on her side where she just like swings the gun, like she drops the clip and then swings the gun at it. And just like somehow is able to give enough velocity.
It's one of those two movies where the backpack issues out new clips and she drops them and puts her arms behind her waist and then puts the clip into the gun.
Yeah, it basically reinserts.
The better movie was Equilibrium, where he's running down the hallway and he what's his name? Christian Bale drops the bullets out and slides them down his sleeves into the guns because he passed the metal detector and bullets aren't metal in the future.
No, they're not.
But whatever. Did you see that was awesome because it's all
aluminum.
Very John Woo, very hard boiled.
Kick-Ass 2 days ago.
Yeah, John. Yeah,
that's a great movie.
It was a good movie.
And at the end of that, Hit Girl is running through the hall shooting everybody and she just throws up two clips from her belt and like does a flip and then has the guns and like
able to load them.
She just loads them.
The problem with that is that's not how physics work.
No, you could do it.
You could do it.
Could you?
Theoretically.
She's really good.
Theoretically,
it could happen.
You'd have to be spinning very quickly.
Dude, what about the fucking Weeble Wobbles in Equilibrium, which were way better? He
threw those things on the ground and was able to like lock them into place.
Yeah.
That makes more sense
because
there's something sticking those things to the ground.
Fucking Weeble Wobble.
So that they stay upright. Because how else would it make sense?
Bullets never go down.
Exactly. They weeble and wobble, but they don't go down. Perfect.
Yep.
Perfect.
Great movie.
Also, how many bullets in those fucking clips?
Which one?
The Equilibrium
clips. You don't know.
30?
You have no idea. Triple stack.
Yeah.
They never say they're on Earth.
That's true, they don't.
Yeah, it's also a reasonable point. Just like, same thing with like ultraviolet and... Aeon Flux.
I want to say, though, however, Ultraviolet made more of an allusion to it being on Earth than
any of those
Equilibrium
other
did.
Or even Aeon Flux, for that matter.
Aeon Flux, crazy fuck, man. I don't fucking give a shit about that.
Crazy, like,
they were
catching
all
a fly
movie.
With my eyelashes.
Yeah.
Hate that movie. It's fake eyeball.
I'd like to watch the old
animated. Fuck you, Charlize Theron.
I'd like to watch the old animated series again.
I don't.
Little exploding marbles.
Dumb. Garbage.
I wish I had some.
Speaking of exploding marbles, you notice else I would like to watch again? The Rock.
Yeah.
It was a good
movie. I never actually saw The Rock.
What?
What?
It's not odd.
Have you seen Con Air?
Yes.
Okay.
So
you're halfway there.
Saving some face right there.
Is it a sequel?
No, it's just one of those movies that get perpetually shown forever. Nick Cage,
and it's awesome. So, but like The Rock, dude.
Welcome to.
Have you seen Next?
No.
Oh. Why would you watch that?
That's a great movie.
That was like the beginning of Nick Cage's.
No, it started a while ago. Did you ever see National Treasure?
Yeah, but didn't Next happen before National Treasure?
He brought it back with Sorcerer's Apprentice, though.
No, that movie was good. What are you guys on right now?
Great movie.
I feel like Sorcerer's Apprentice is just like a season of the Witch of Dresden Files.
And then he has another one, like it's a sequel, but it's not actually a sequel. He looks exactly the same.
Season of the Witch.
Oh yeah.
Yeah, no.
The one where he's like in armor instead of like
weird
shoes and a leather jacket. Yeah,
not old man shoes.
Old man shoes.
What's this new one coming out where he and Kevin Bacon are in this movie and Kevin Bacon's like the devil and he drives a car? It's almost like Ghost Rider, but instead of a motorcycle, it's a car.
Sounds great, whatever it is. Who drives a car?
Nick Cage? Absolutely.
Oh, I think I know what
you're talking about. Is it Hot Wheels the movie?
Nick Cage went to prison recently for something crazy, like driving intoxicated.
Bad movies.
Real Steel. Dude, if you got arrested for bad movies, Christopher Walken would have been in jail a long time ago.
Long time ago. You kidding me? Dude, The Rundown, though, that's a good movie.
I don't know what that is.
What?
Yeah, with Sean William Scott.
Sean William Scott and The Rock. Went back when he was still The Rock and not Dwayne Johnson.
Mm-hmm. Really? He was acting in a movie under the name The Rock?
The Rock. Or it might have been Dwayne The Rock Johnson.
That would be, yeah, I could see that.
But I think now he goes strictly by
Dwayne Johnson. Is it pre or post Southland Tales?
I don't think I saw that one.
I didn't see that one.
Because that had, I think, both those same people in it, and that was 2008.
Sean William Scott
and Dwayne The Rock Johnson.
But this also had Christopher Walken.
What?
And it had, what's her name? Who's that black chick that's really awesome? That's in like Clerks 2 and Sin City.
It's Jessica Alba?
No, hang on. Rosario Dawson.
Halfway there.
Rosario Dawson. Yeah, it's a good movie. You should watch it.
The Rundown.
The Rundown.
What's the other one with The Rock?
Stand Tall. Or Walking Tall. Walking Tall.
Yeah. Where he carries some lumber.
Fast. I saw that movie.
He carries
recently.
A big 2x4.
It's good. It's a 4x4, actually.
I'm sorry, it's 4x4. It's a
2x4 is not big enough for him.
What's his name? Kimi was in it. Lost.
Mm.
He was one of the bad guys.
Okay.
Cut him with a razor blade.
Okay. Mm-hmm. I'd have to watch that again.
No, you don't.
yeah.
Oh, yes, you do. It's a great movie.
All right, let's wrap it up.
Wrap it up.
Wrap it up.
What are we wrapping?
This episode of Boss Barrel Radio. See you next week. Here we go.
Who the boss? Who the boss?